Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Blooming Girls Podcast. I am your host, Tony Sunny. How are you doing today? How are you? Today is Friday. Whoop, TGIF. Sorry if my voice sounds a little bit husky. I feel like I always apologize about my voice. I need to take it and own it. But you know, different times of the day, my voice will sound different. Anyway, how are you doing? Hope you're doing fantastic. Hope you're having a great day. And if you're not, it's okay because today is Friday. So I'm currently in Lagos, Nigeria. I flew over to attend my friend's wedding. Yes, remember my friend Ayomide Makinde from previous episode? She got married and it was amazing. It has been exciting so far. And yeah, so we're back to reality now. And it has been really, 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 really amazing. So I'm still on the topic of relationships, still on the topic of love. Today's episode is titled, It's Giving Unequally Yoked. Yeah, I feel like we need to talk about this because I was watching, you know, I spoke about the series that I was watching in the last episode, When Are We Getting Married? And guys, I finished it and see, I feel like When I finished watching it, some people talk about how they were filled with holy anger. I mean, I was riled up just because I felt like sometimes when you're watching other people's story and when you're watching a movie, you can see the red flags and you're just like annoyed because you're just like, why can't this girl see? Like, you want to reach out into the screen and shake the person like, hello, can you not see what is happening? That was how I felt because I was just like, no. So again, I'll try not to spoil it for you. It's called When Are We Getting Married on Red TV. And yeah, so I was trying to, so I'll try not to spoil anything for you. But let me just go into the definition of what a yoke is. And obviously, this episode has been inspired by 2 Corinthians 6:14, which is, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What's the partnership with light and righteousness? I mean, righteousness and lawlessness, light and darkness, you guys know. 2 Corinthians 6:14, that is what it's inspired by. But I mean, that is one side, because this is talking about unbelievers. I'm going to be talking about it on two sides. So let's get to it, because I do think that two believers can be unequally yoked. So two good people can actually be wrong for each other. So now let's get into what it means, what a yoke means. Now, before, when I was younger, I used to think that yoke was actually egg yolk, but it's not. Yolk is actually this particular context of yolk. It's a wooden beam that is sometimes used to between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when walking in pairs, as oxen usually do. So some are actually fitted to individual animals, and I feel like that's so deep and that's so profound because it sort of talks about how some yokes are actually fitted to individual animals. So I'm reading this from Google. Why I find that is deep is because the first thing here, when you talk about a yoke, is that it's saying that they work together. So the yoke is for you to walk together and pull a load. So when you look at it like that, when you think about the load that you're pulling, looking at that as destiny, and looking at that as the future of your life, looking at that as dynasty, you need to, sometimes I feel like we don't take our future as serious as it should be, because sometimes we're just so engrossed in the now and engrossed in the trends and engrossed in the God when, and we forget that, see, this thing is not a today thing, it's a forever thing. So whoever you choose now, you're choosing them for forever. You're choosing them for your children. You're choosing them as an example for your children. You're choosing this person as your next of kin. You're choosing this person as your second you. Do you understand? Your ride or die. So it's not, you guys are carrying the load of destiny together.
that's the person that you're choosing. And it's not just obviously men kneel down and choose, but you as a girl, you, as a blooming girl, you choose to, blooming boys too, you people obviously choose, but it's a joint decision. Are these two people that do this? And the second part of this definition that is interesting is because it says some yokes are fitted for individual animals. And what that means to me, how I read that, is that I just feel like two good people can be bad for each other, and it needs to be fitted in such a way that it fits. So you need to choose someone that fits you. In terms of, you can have somebody that is good, you can have an equal oxen that is also a good oxen, the person is your vibe, but the person is not going where you're going. Do you understand? It's not, you guys are not fitted together, you're not the same size, you're not. It doesn't mean that one person is lesser than the other, it just means that you want to be a doctor, another person wants to be a singer that is touring the world. Of course you're not going to see each other, you're barely going to see each other. And if that's something that both of you value, quality time, then it's not going to work out. Do you understand? Sometimes we should not leave room for things to occur. I mean, some people make those decisions and they do them anyway. But in reality, you need to be able to choose somebody that aligns with where you're going. Do you understand? Because when it comes to childcare and all those kind of things, then one person has to make a big sacrifice, stop their career and do this and do that, because you guys are not necessarily good for each other. And that's just one extreme example. But your destinies need to align, like your paths need to align. What are you doing? Oh, somebody's going into ministry. The other person is not really interested. Do you understand? The person is not really about that fame life. How are you going to do it? Now, this one, it can be tricky because sometimes some people are called to it, but they're still like, I don't want to marry faster. I don't want to marry. That's different. God will still arrest you. But I'm talking about some people who generally might not have that call and they're just not interested. And then you now drag somebody like that. It's like that movie, Breath of Life, where it's on Amazon Prime. This guy, I mean, I don't feel like that movie made any sense. I personally believe that. It made sense. It was really nice. Sorry. It was actually a really, really nice movie. But the lead guy and the girl, I feel like their relationship in real life would not have gone anywhere because she was not about the church thing. Like, she was not even about the God thing. She was not necessarily a Christian or anything. But she saw the guy, she liked him. And then in the movie, they get married. But this guy is someone who wanted to devote his whole life. God had told him to preach every single day. Meanwhile, this girl is not even about that life. So how? How are they going to work out? Now, obviously, in the beginning, Butterfly should be going. After a while, she's not going to accept her mind is touched. She will eventually get frustrated, right? So there's always, always, always room for a caveat, because I feel like in this life, things happen. Do you understand? People change, but sometimes people also do not. And I don't know if you want to use your destiny to play, to changing, to wait, because some people wait and it never happens. So you have to be sure. I mean, just to be sure to an extent that, okay, this person vibes with what I'm doing. This person, they aligns with what I'm doing. Okay, what we're both doing in life, what we both plan to achieve, it aligns. Because again, some people, they're very content with little. Some people, they want more. And that begins to cause, you know, spasms, because it's like, why can't you do this? Why can't you want more? Why can't you do this? And the other person's like, nah, I'm literally good with this one, you know. So these are things that we talk about in terms of, basically, I was watching Apostle Femi Lazarus the other day, and he said, you know what, we need to normalize breakup in church. And I agree, because sometimes it's like, yeah, he's a believer, I'm a believer, but you know he's not working out. But they're like, but we're both equally yoked. We're both, you know, we pray, we do this, but you know it's not working. Again, it could also be a thing of attraction. It could also be a thing of vibes. You're just not feeling the person. And you know that it's not going to work. You can't break up. Do you understand? So you can be, you can be equally yoked, but the vibe is just not vibing. You can't be equally yoked. You can be both believers, but you're just, the yoke is not, it's not vibing, basically. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah, so there's that aspect, which I just feel like, yeah. I just realized that I did not Did I introduce myself? My name is Tony Sadi. For those of you who are listening, I'm sure you already know. But yeah. Hi. Welcome to the Blooming Girls podcast. Now, I can't even remember. No, I think I did, Joe. I did. So, yeah, boys and girls are going through a lot in relationships. I can't even lie. And that's why I decided to just record this, because I'm like, the things that are happening, I feel like there are so many cliches. And you know when something becomes such a cliche, and people have preached on love and romance, they've gone through all the women's conferences, and now it's just like, I've heard it all. You know, some things, sometimes you hear it so much, it's just like it becomes a cliche. You don't even want to hear it again. Or you're hearing it, but you're not hearing anything because you've, in your mind, I've heard it all. And it now affects how people see things. But then you have the world, which is advancing in their own narrative. Like I was discussing this whole thing about you know how you watch, so I watch K-dramas, and one of the reasons why I watch K-dramas is because their content for the genre that you watch, I mean, they do have some that are X-rated, but most of their, like some of the, like the rom-coms, the content is also very PG, and I really appreciate that for my mind and my sanity, because I feel like a lot of movies now, they put a lot of scenes, R-rated scenes that do not need to be there. 1 minute they're in the, some guy and girl will meet in the coffee shop, next thing they are jumping on each other's bones in the bathroom or something like that. Like, it is so unwarranted. It's almost, it just doesn't make sense. And to me, obviously, you know how I think, it's definitely an agenda. They're trying to create a mentality, because there are pictures, there are things that we watch, we don't realize the mental pictures that they're setting in our mind. So you watch it the first time, you're like, ah. The second time, you're like, the third time, then it just keeps settling in your mind. So people start to meet people and it's just like, oh yeah, that's normal, okay, let's go to the bathroom, or let's, so it's not normal. These things are not normal. It's really, really abnormal to just meet people. And I know people say, oh, it's normal, everybody's doing it, but who normalized it 10 years ago, 20 years ago? This thing wasn't a thing, but they have set the agenda for you for 30 years, and these people, they take their time. They understand that these things take time, so they won't set it in the beginning, okay, they'll talk a bit, continue, and the movies, all of them now, the content is just really, like, to the point where it's just now overkill. Like, why? there was really no need for this scene. There was no need. And they know that obviously a lot of people are under bondage. People see these things, it triggers something else. It's a whole thing. And I pray that anybody who is struggling with any form of addiction, pornography, loss, that you are delivered in Jesus' name, and that God helps you to break free from that bondage, because it's not an easy one. And that's one thing, the world will tell you that, oh, do all these things, you have freedom, you have this, you can do that. It is not freedom, because with freedom, your freedom means liberation. You are easy, you can go, you can come, but you enter these things, you cannot come out of it. And then the feelings you get afterwards is a feeling of, most of the time, feelings of condemnation, feeling of sadness, feeling of depression, feeling of just being down in the dumps. So you can see it is all an evil agenda to make you think that you are doing something. It's like Eve in the garden. Take from this tree, and once you eat from this, you know everything, you know this, you know. But what did you give at the end? Shame. That was the first feeling that they felt, shame. It was like, and God was like, how did you know that you were naked? And that's literally the summary of all these things that happen in life. Because the world, the devil will come and tell you, oh no, this is good, this is fantastic. But once you do it, you know how you feel. Until obviously it becomes normalized. And some people, obviously people who don't have Christ, most of them, they might not even know. You know, it's so normalized to them that they don't even know. It's normal now, I don't feel anything. But the thing is, even then, there's an emptiness that they're chasing. That's why people become addicted. They keep going back because they're trying to fill a void, and they cannot fill the void. So they keep, it's like digging a hole. So I'm doing it because I'm thinking, okay, one day I'll feel satisfaction. Or you feel that satisfaction temporarily, now it's gone. Now you go back for again, temporarily it's gone. So it's a quest, it's a search, but somebody has put that there in your heart. They have put something, because God, we all have, every human being has the thirst to serve something, to serve somebody. Do you understand? And the creator, obviously, he wants our hearts to go back to him. But some people might not know, obviously, for and that's why we preach the gospel. And some other people, they know, but, you know, it doesn't sound fun. For whatever reason, they may have heard all sorts of things. They may have experienced bad people. And they just feel like, this is not my vibe. I need to be free. I don't want to be confined by the rules. I don't want to be confined by gender. I don't want to be confined by this one. See, all these things help you. People are coming out. People who have been forced to do gender change surgery now. Children are coming out to say they were not informed that they could not change back. They were not informed that their body was going to do this. And people, see, this world is evil. I can't even lie. It is evil. So you need to be able to stand up for yourself and literally stand up for yourself in Christ and forget what the world is saying and look at what God is saying. Look at what the Bible is saying. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Now, why? Back to the series, when are we getting married? I just veered off for a little bit. So this series now, I also feel like we need to have more realistic conversations on relationships because, like I said, I feel like the general meaning, thanks to the world, has really just set us astray, and we need to sort of come back to the center because now a lot of crazy things are happening. Like, I hear some things and I'm like, how? This is crazy. And where do all these things start from? Like I said, there's an agenda. They've already set the seed in your head years ago. Now it's no more. And people just need to, you know, start talking to people. Some people, you know, get mentors, get older couples. Yes, look at people in Christ that you can just be like, okay, I want to learn from them. And there's so much good content on YouTube, so much good content, different churches. Just check it out and just really, really immerse yourself with Christian content and Christian relationships and godly content. And it will really, really help you. Now, from this series, the one thing that triggered me and really, what I say, riled me up was that this girl, yeah. So, I think I mentioned last episode that she actually did a lot of things that she did not want to do because she thought, okay, if she did it, it would make this person see her as wife material. Does that sound familiar? I feel like I'm coming for somebody right there. I feel like we can all relate to that. I can relate to that. And so she moved in with the guy. She started doing a lot of things. And initially, in the beginning, I didn't even know that she was necessarily compromising. I just thought, okay, I knew she wasn't comfortable. But you know how people just do some things because they don't know. But at the end of the series, she talks about how her faith is very important to her and this one and that one. I literally was just trying not to raise my eyebrow because in my head, I'm like, if your faith and all this is very important to you, how did you get here in the first place? And sometimes it's easy to say. So for me now, it's easy for me to ask those questions. But in reality, people do things because of love. People do things because, I found this person. I like this person. I don't want to let them go. But sometimes you need to let things go to receive better. Do you understand? You need to receive God's best for you, not the world's best for you. Because and it's simple how to know God's best for you. If this person is not walking in the will of God, like if this person is making you do things that it is against God, like blatantly, now moving with me, you people are having sex every day, come on, you're not married, you're doing all these things, it's already a red flag, literally, that is all. And don't be, okay, everybody's doing it, oh, it's normal. You know, especially if you're Christian, you know. And it's not, and people say, oh, don't judge me, don't judge them, don't judge. It's not about judgment. It's about, let's be frank. We need to be true to ourselves. It is there. It is literally already there. Don't do it. Now, because obviously the world is doing it, you hide under their shadow and you start saying judgment, judgment, judgment. And you know what's so funny? Jackie Hill Perry put up a post and she said, she quoted when people say, oh, only God can judge me. And she was like, yeah, God will judge you. And the gravity of that statement was deep because I'm like, do you really want the wrath and the judgment of God? I don't think so. And that's why Jesus came. Because if you read the Old Testament, God did not used to play around. People literally will fall down and die, turn into salt, based on God's judgment. So now, because obviously, you know, God and, you know, the gospel, everything is a bit light. People just do whatever they want and say, oh, God can judge me. Darling, I don't think that you want God to judge you. I don't think so. Especially for what you're doing. If we deep what we're talking about and deep the gravity of the fact that, thank God, like literally we just say thank God for Jesus. Like, thank God Jesus was sent. Because there are some things that I read and I'm just like, oh no. God, you don't need to play around. You don't need to play around. Do you understand? So I think that statement, people really need to rethink it. You prefer, it is better for a human being to judge you than for God to judge you, because he doesn't play. And I just feel like, obviously, God is loving, God is caring. That is why he sent Jesus and, you know, take away our sins. Because he knows that we cannot handle it on our own. There was no way we were going to handle it on our own. Nobody is perfect, right? But should we continue to sin because grace abounds? God forbid. It is there. It is everything that, the questions that we have, the answers, it is there. Read the Bible. It is there. There is no, I feel like some things, okay, there's like, you know, some skewed, some question marks, but some things are there. Do you understand? Don't flee from these fools. Do not, it's already there. It's already there. It's already there. So, I don't understand. There's no other question. Nobody judging you. you're just not obeying it. People say, hey, what are people that lie? What are people that do this? Nobody. Two wrongs do not make it right. So you, that you're doing your own wrong, you're pointing at the other person's wrong, it doesn't make either of you any righter or any correct. Do you understand? Yes, nobody's perfect. This is exactly why we have Jesus, who has done the redemptive work of, I mean, that's why there's a redemptive work of Christ. Do you understand? But it does not mean that we'll continue to walk that way. We do our best. Do you understand? And we continue to do that. But you will not intentionally dress a certain way. Yes, I'm coming for the dressing. Dress a certain way. Do a certain way. Do act a certain way. Behave. And then you are now sitting down there under, oh, only God can judge me. You are deceiving yourself. Really, truly. Because if God decided to judge you, it will not be funny. It's actually not be funny. People just turn into goats, salts, and different things. Like, people, so let's not even go into the Old Testament, because sometimes I had to sort of read. I'll read some things and I'm just like, that was a bit harsh. That was a bit harsh, you know. But obviously, at the end of the day, he's still a loving God and he knows why he does his things. But yeah, I don't think, don't say don't judge me, only God can judge me. I don't think you want that. I really don't think so. But yeah, I keep varying off on coming back. But so when it comes to your relationships, right? If you have to compromise for somebody, it's a big red flag. That's all you need to know. Because this girl, at the end of the series, the guy, she invited him to come to stay with her dad, to come to church. Mm-hmm. See, another one now. She invited him to come to church and to attend her dad's Thanksgiving service. Or wedding anniversary, something like that. So shy service. And the guy's like, nah, I'm not going. And then she's like, oh, why aren't you going? No, she's trying to convince him. Come now. She started off sweet. Then she gets a bit angry. Then she just gets really mad. And then he's like, yeah, I don't want to come because, yeah, I like God, but like, I'm not about that church thing. Red flag. That's somebody. I remember one time somebody had told me something similar, like, oh no, I don't like church, but I like love. I believe in love. I believe in, what's the meaning of that rupture? At that time, because I liked the guy in my head, it sounded like, oh, okay, he believes in love. Rubbish. Run. Okay? Run away. There's some things that will save you early on. We don't need to be debating. And that's why I feel like when you ask questions early and they say some things, pick it up and go. Before any, you know, emotions or anything, that you still have time to go. Not when you are deep into it and then you need therapy, you are struggling, you have bonds. From the beginning, ask the question and get your shoes ready. Do you understand? Don't get comfortable. It's like going somewhere. Don't get comfortable yet. Vet. So it's easy to leave. Do you understand? It's very, 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 very important. And finally, I just want to say that God's rules are for our protection, not for our protection and our freedom, not for our bondage. So for every rule that is there in the Bible, free youthful lust and all those things, it is for your good. Because the world is promoting lust. And now people are bound. They are bound. Some know, some don't know. All sorts of things, all sorts of addictions. People are trying to come out. They cannot come out. Now you're going to therapy. Now you're going to A&E. Now you're going to this. Because they told you you should do it. Everybody is doing it. Now you cannot be free. But if you have followed what God said you should do, you will be free. Do you understand? It is having boundaries, keeping yourself and obeying the word of God that keeps you free. Not doing what the world is saying because it looks sweet. And it's hard because sometimes we forget. We watch things, it's ingrained in our memory, it is pictured. It's just like a mental picture. It's like you do some things and you're like, where did that come from? Do you understand? So God's words are for our protection and our freedom, not our bondage. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I have been your lovely host. Honestly, your lovely and sometimes confused host. I'm not confused in Jesus' name, but yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As usual, please share, like, just keep spreading the word. We're in season 3. We plan to do big things. And yeah, if you have questions, always feel free. Message me. Like I always say, people message me all the time. So feel free, don't be shy. My Instagram is at @TONI_TONSS. And then the official page Instagram is at @TheBlooming Girls Pod. So feel free, message either, follow, and then you'll be updated with everything that happens. Have a fantastic day. Happy Friday. Bye. Cheers to you, Blooming Girls. See you next week.